Yeah. I'm getting out there, seeing what's available in the industries.
The job market in New Zealand right now for a young, go-getting Kirstine McKenzie.
Kirstine on the job.
Now I'm out at Woodhill Mountain Bike Park learning how to be a bike mechanic with Steve. How long have you been a mechanic of the bicycle variety?
I've been a bike mechanic for about 8 months, but before that I was a top diesel mechanic for an Auckland company.
What is the most incompetent bike rider you've ever encountered?
Oh, that's a hard one out here. I can't really say.
Weren't you the one that broke your pelvis, Kirstine?
Oh, sorry, what's that, mate?
Didn't we pick you up on the dirt jumps one time and you were a bit crashed up there?
Yeah, that was me, actually.
Good stuff. Well, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Kia ora, good morning. It's 2 minutes past 10. I'm Kirstine McKenzie. It's time for your George News. Ane na upuku korero o George. There's outrage this morning that the Prime Minister's discretion is all that stops spooks from reading the emails of New Zealanders. Earlier this week, John Key said the content of communications couldn't be read under new powers for the GCSB, but now he's clarified that legally, they can. However, he's promising it would only happen in response to a significant threat, would need a separate warrant, and in most cases, also the consent of those involved. But Green Party co-leader Russell North... I was wearing someone else's jacket.
Yep.
And in the pocket, the pockets were really big and floppy. Yep. And I had my phone inside the pocket. I went to the toilet.
I see. You told me you dropped it in the sink.
My phone slipped out of my pocket, and I hear this... I couldn't see it because there was toilet paper in there. And I thought, is it in there or isn't it in there?
Was it your... Hang on, is it...
Somebody else.
Oh, that was someone else's.
And I had to put... And I got it out.
You know, pre-flush?
No.
Kirstine on the scene.
Okay, tonight, imagine this is at Snapdragon. You've got Don't Puke on Your Dad launch party. That's at Beatnik Publishing. I think that's a book, by the way. 5 p.m. for that one.
The George News Headlines.
Kia ora, good morning. It's 8:37. On the way in the news at 9, new Labour leader speculation is rife. The United Nations is demanding access to a suspected gas attack site in Syria. An American soldier, Bradley Manning, the one who leaked 700,000 files to WikiLeaks, he's going to prison for 35 years, but he also now wants to live as a woman named Chelsea.
Now, John Newman, can I just add that you're getting visibly excited by the news readery tones of Kirstine McKenzie.
It is like real. It's happening in front of me right now.
Telecom, they've got a new app. It's called Chic. And on that app, among all of the other cool stuff, is a bit of a quizzy challenge. So in association with that, I have a quizzy challenge in order for you to win a double pass right now.
Good morning. Ashley, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
First question of one question, unless you get it wrong, in which case I'll ask you another question.
Go on.
What year did Pamela Anderson attend New Zealand Fashion Week?
2009.
Let's have a look. Chic says, correct answer.
Oh, great. Wow.